attorney generals from 20 conservative states are threatening legal action against the Department of Homeland Security's newly formed Disinformation Governance Board, which they said will have a chilling effect on freedom of expression and described it as un-American. Unconstitutional would be the word I would use.
Now, the good news is that almost all the big tech platforms now acknowledge some responsibility for content on their platforms, and they're investing in large teams of people to monitor it. While content moderation can limit the distribution of clearly dangerous content, it doesn't go far enough.
This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
If it were that simple, it would merely be irony that the Biden administration, led by its chronic serial fabricator-in-chief, is just going to bypass that worthless old First Amendment and set up an Orwellian Ministry of Truth led by esteemed disinformation regurgitator Nina Jankowicz.
So what I'm encouraging individuals to do in particular, just your normal average everyday citizen, is to practice informational distancing, where recognizing that disinformation and misinformation often run on emotional manipulation. When you feel your emotions rising, to just walk away from your device for a little bit, let yourself cool down, and then start to consider the source. Why does that particular source have an interest in emotionally manipulating you?
But we're going to begin tonight with that alleged terror plot and the chilling plan. The FBI says it stopped before it could be carried out. A plan to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and then what they were planning to do to her. 13 suspects arrested, including 7 alleged members of a right-wing militia group.
The Local 4 defenders first told you the men charged in the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer say the men who trained them the entire time were undercover FBI agents. Now, a new court filing obtained by the defenders, filed by so-called ringleader Adam Fox, says paid FBI informants were also the ones to come up with the plan to kidnap the governor and attack her summer home.
Jankowicz has praised the debunked dossier author Christopher Steele and vehemently claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. But Jankowicz's manic zealotry is far more complicated than what appears on the surface.
What do I f*** to be famous?
Jankowicz's resume reads like a quintessential job application to the Biden-Ukrainian Corruption Corporation, an organization hell-bent on New World Order Russia regime change, fueled by the fleecing of the American taxpayer. In 2010, Jankowicz attended a university in Russia. In 2017, she was a Fulbright Fellow in Kyiv, working alongside the Foreign Ministry of Ukraine. She has also served as a Disinformation Fellow at the treasonous Woodrow Wilson Center and as supervisor of the Russia and Belarus programs at the National Democratic Institute.
Republicans are criticizing your decision, the administration's decision, to choose Nina Jankowicz to lead this disinformation board. They say she is not somebody who is neutral. Your response?
Eminently qualified, a renowned expert in the field of disinformation.
And neutral?
Absolutely so.
Othering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious.
When the department picked her, was the department aware of her TikTok videos?
They're
really quite precocious.
I was not aware of those videos.
And as the multi-millionaire Wall Street leeching Democratic Party eggs on World War III and funnels in billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to one of the most corrupt countries on earth, Ukraine, corruption blatantly tied to the Biden family, Jankowicz fronts an effort mirroring the totalitarianism being wielded on Ukrainian dissenters, an effort that would make the Ukrainian Goebbels-worshipping Azov battalion very proud. Ask yourself, what is the endgame for a ministry of truth? No, don't do that. Your door's being kicked in. John Bound reporting.
Receiving this transmission, you are Infowars.com/crypto is a place where you can donate to Infowars from more than 20 different crypto systems like Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, Litecoin, Dogecoin, Tether, USD Coin, Stellar, and so many others. And folks have really been donating to that, and I'm very, very thankful. It is really digging us out of the hole here under globalist attack. So I want to thank you for keeping us in the fight. You know who you are, Infowars.com/crypto. Also, Infowarsstore.com has great t-shirts, great books, great films. Before I hit the news, I just want to remind folks that one big area where we were doing accounting, trying to raise extra money because of shortfalls, was something they've been telling me for years, but I wasn't listening because I kind of run everything around here. And I fly by the seat of my pants a lot of times. And so I kept designing like every month a new t-shirt or a couple times a month. And that's why some of the designs are really amazing. Some are kind of okay because it's pretty much me designing them and telling folks what I want. So I'm not going to say we have the best shirts, but we got some really good ones and some okay ones. The point is they're real. They're Americana. If I tell you we got the best supplements, we got the best supplements. If I tell you we got a silver coin that's amazing, it is. So that's why I got to be honest with the t-shirts. Some are amazing. Some are just okay. The point is they're historic. I mean, hell, the original Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Works shirt I designed 22, 23 years ago, back when the editing software took me like a day of just processing to be able to put a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on a white shirt and say, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works. And on the back, peasants or politicians love to disarm peasants, Infowars.com. That took me with Photoshop a day to design. You can design it in 5 minutes today. The point is that I literally designed that shirt, and it'll never be made again. When these couple hundred designs, some of which have been sitting in the warehouse for 5 years, that haven't sold because I wouldn't promote most of the new designs, when they're gone, they're gone. They're limited edition. We're selling all of them at cost, except for the Alex Jones Was Right shirt. The Alex Jones Was Right shirt with a big red thunderbolt, and on the back it says Infowars.com. Very nice shirt. We're selling that at a premium at $24.95. So that we can fund the operation, so we will make a donation and spread the word and trigger authoritarians everywhere by not letting them silence you. Infowarsstore.com, Alex Jones Was Right shirts. But we've already sold out of 60%, I'm told, as of yesterday, of the 63,000 shirts we had in stock. Again, we had four or five other shirts still coming in, but once those are sold, those will be sold as well at cost. And we have a designer version of the Alex Jones Right shirt that just came in that's super nice fabric, super fancy. You know, the shirt costs us like $20. We're going to sell for $40-something. The regular Alex Jones Was Right shirt is like designer fabric. And I thought it was the designer one when it came in. I said, oh, this is really nice fabric. This is really nice printing. They said, no, that shirt costs us $7.80 to make for the extra large ones, a little bit less for the smaller ones. So this is really a designer type shirt. But the fancy one has now come in. It'll be up for sale by next week. And it's a fundraiser shirt, so I'm going to stop plugging, but thank you all for your support. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com/crypto. And I want to thank all of you. You know who we are.